The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Yudan. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechana ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Refuah Shlema Yosef ben Sarah. Rahamim ben Adel, Sarah bat Rachel. Enna referring them, enna referring them, enna referring them for the nefesh, for the guf, for atam, kebab, the bab, v'chini rason, v'lomar, amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Gimal Amud Sheni, and we're beginning on the bottom line. Ha'u arus va'arusato de'atu lekame de Rav Yosef. Okay, so you had a man and a lady, they were engaged, they were irusin, they came in front of Rav Yosef, the arusa was me'uberet, she was pregnant. Now, of course, we know it's asur for a man to have relations with his arusato until actually they make kenisa lachupa. So now, the arusa was nev'elet bi'isur. Now they came in front of Rav Yosef when she was me'uberet. So the question is, who got her pregnant? Was the arus? Or maybe it was somebody else. Now, if it's somebody else, then already she's forbidden for sure to the arus. So comes the Gemara and says, "Hi amra," she comes along and claims, "Mineh." It's from him. She's pregnant from the arus. Vehu amar, and he comes along and says, "In minai," and he's agreeing. He says, "I agree. It's from me that she's me'uberet. That she in minai emet memeni hava." The truth. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef." Rabbi Yosef says, the Chaura, she should be believed in this case. Why? Lemay nihushta. What do you want to be hoshesh over? Hada deha kamode. First of all, the husband is agreeing over here that what? It's from him. So therefore, why shouldn't she have a ne'emanut? Secondly, ve'od, even if the arus would not be mode, ha amar of Yehuda mar Shmuel, halacha kerabban Gamliel. Didn't we say that what? That when the lady comes along and says, let's say she was nev'elet to a kasher la, she has a ne'emanut. So therefore, even if the husband is saying not like that, we posek like Rabban Gamliel that the isha has a ne'emanut rashi. No. So we continue. No, so therefore, there's no baby over yet. We just want to know if she's kasherah to stay with the husband or not. So Rav Yosef saying over here, what's the she'ela? There's two reasons to say that she'd be ne'emanut. That what? Number one, he's agreeing. And even if he wasn't agreeing, she has an emanut anyway when it comes to these claims, because people say like Rabban Gamliel, and therefore she would be kasher, not only her, then the valad would also be kasher. The valad would not be a mamzer. The valad would not be a mamzer, the valad would be kasher as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Amale Abaye. Abaye has a question. Ubeha kilo mode makshar Rabban Gamliel. Hold it. Your second claim that you're saying Rabban Gamliel says that the lady has an emanut. Is that so even when the husband is not agreeing? Why? Veha amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinina. Shmuel tez Rav Yehuda shinina. That's a kinui for sharp students, sharp one. So he tells him shinina halacha kerabban Gamliel, meaning we follow Rabban Gamliel that what the isha has an emanut. However, va'at lo ta'vid uvda ad ikar rov keshirin etzla, but still do not execute the practice the shita of Rabban Gamliel only in the case what with the rov and hashim that the safek is involved in are keshirin. Now ve'acha, but in this case over here rov pesulin etzla. Once she's already in arusa, the whole world is forbidden to us. So there's more pesulin than there is keshir. There's only one man that's keshir to. That's the arusa. But everybody else is pasul. And clearly you say what? That Rabban Gamliel does not agree in this case. Which is Rabban Gamliel, we posek like him, that what? Ne'emenet. But what? We clearly see that we don't use Rabban Gamliel in a case where there's going to be Rov, Pesulim Esla. So whatever you said, your second claim, don't get Rabban Gamliel involved with this. Mm-hmm. Rabban Gamliel, the name doesn't work over in a case where you have Rov, Pesulim. You saw that he told him, don't take Rabban Gamliel case of Rov, Pesulim. So the Gemara says, hold it. B'letamech, tikshilach, higufa. Which is right. That statement itself that Shmuel made, halacha ki Rabban Gamliel, ve'at lo ta'avid ma'aseh. How do you understand that statement, bichlal? Why? Halacha ve'at lo ta'avid uvda, which means, if the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that means what? Even if it's rov, pisulim, like we learned. Yeah. So if you tell me the halacha is like that, then how could you tell me, ve'at lo ta'avid uvda, but don't do it? That's a stira. If the halacha is like that, what do you mean, no, don't do it? The statement itself that needs understanding. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to explain that statement? Halacha ve'at lo ta'avid uvda. Halacha tahila ha di'avad. The difference is the katahila and di'avad. What do you mean katahila and di'avad? Rashi. Halacha tahila im ba kohen limalech lebed din. Let's say kohen. He's coming now to the Beit Din to ask a she'ela. Lo shalina le lekonsa, ela imken ayu rov kishirim etzla. So you have this lady over here, and she was with a man, and we don't know exactly who the guy was. She's saying it was a kishira, and the case is rov kishirim etzla. Also, in that case, we'll say what? Lekatahila. When a kohen comes to the Beit Din, nothing happened yet. He's asking, can I marry that girl? So lekatahila, you should say only if there's rov kishirim etzla, allow the kohen to get married. Good. That's halacha k'rabban. I mean, lekatahila. Next, Rashi, diavad im nasa kohen. But let's say she got married to kohen. Velo nimlach. They didn't ask. Lo mafkinan lamine. We're not gonna break the wedding, even if it's rov pesulim. Because really the bang you holds, rov pesulim is kasher, right? So therefore, that's what it meant, nechatayla and b'diavad. Also, the Gemara continues, v'hai nameh k'diavad nameh. Our case over here of the arus and the arusa is a case of b'diavad. Why? Because they're married already. Okay, so now already they're married. And now they're coming along and saying, what? Even though it's rov pesulim. But the rov pesulim, we're going to say, if they're already they're married, so it's like a b'diavad already. What are we going to do now? Make her divorce and say, well, the kids are going to be safek mamzerim? That's already b'diavad. So therefore, we'll say that the Rabban Gamliel will be more there, that there is a ne'emanut. Look at Rashi. V'hanna meke di'avad, shinit abira. The lady was pregnant. V'ataba lifsola ubar. Now you want to come along and say, the child's going to be pasul, l'osra al arus, and say that she's forbidden to the arus. Di'im ena tamma amina, re'ata mutziya meba'ala. Of course, because if you don't believe her, then by that you're saying what? It happened from somebody else, and if it's driven into the husband. Yes. So therefore, this is like a b'diavad. So therefore, there's no stira in the Rabban Gamliel. The Rabban Gamliel held, you go with the rule of what? Rov kishirim etzla. But b'diavad, even if it's rov pesulim, she can stay married. So therefore, there's no question. So therefore, Rav Yosef said the question of the arus and the arusa, it's no she'ela. They're able to remain married, we believe her, according to everybody. Mm-hmm. Comes the Gemara now, asks another question against Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, what in our Mishnah? In a ne'emanut. The lady has no ne'emanut. So comes the Gemara and says, Ramele Abaye le Rabba. Okay, he brought a contradiction to Rabba. Umi Amar Rabbi Yoshua in a ne'emanut. So Rabbi Yoshua said, the lady is not. Ne'emanut, why would mean he? Who, we have a question from a Mishnah in Masechet Eduyot. He'id Rabbi Yoshua. Right, so that's right away the question. We have from Rabbi Yoshua. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera al Almanat Isa. She kishera lekehuna. What is Almanat Isa? So look at Rashi. Isa, Rashi writes, Lashon Sefik, which means she is an almana, she's a widow of a kohen, but that kohen is called Isa, meaning he's a sefek, just like dough is mixed up with a lot of ingredients. So he himself, this kohen, is a sefek. What's the sefek on him? We don't know, he might be a halal. How is he a halal? So that she explains to us, because his parents got divorced. Which means, how did they get divorced? Which means his mother got divorced. How did they get divorced? The husband threw the get to his wife. And what? It was sefek karov lo Safek Karov La. And then he died. So now we don't know what if the get was Karov La, she was divorced. If she's a divorcee, now when she remarried and got married to the Kohen, so now she is a Girusha, and if the child, who's this guy over here, is considered a halal. Mm. Now, if it was Safek Karov Lo, so therefore she's just an almana. If the get was close to the husband, so therefore she was not divorced, she, almana, she's permissible to the Kohen. The child is a full-fledged Kohen, therefore she's considered an almana of a Kohen. But since we have a Safek, she's called Almenat Isa. She's the almana of a fellow, a Kohen, and we have a Safek, is he a Kohen or a halal? And what did the Yeshua say in the Mishnah? Ya'id, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betra al almenat Isa, she keshera lekeuna, which means she is permissible to the keuna. Now, if the husband was a halal, and she would have gone with a halal, that makes her a halala, and she would not be permissible to go with a kohen. Ela what? We believe to say what, that the husband is a kohen. Now, what is this logic of Rabbi Yehoshua? Because I'm going to say misafek yesh la amida, we should establish her under haskat kashrut. Which is this lady over here? She had haskat kashrut. The almana, was she permissible to a kohen? Yes. And if misafek, you want to take her off the hazaka, this almana the haskat the muter lekohanim. And therefore, you see what Rabbi Yehoshua is testifying. Keep the hazaka. That's against what he said in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, this lady had a hazakah, she could marry Kohanim. Now you have a Safek, who did she go with? So I'm not going to say that the Safek is going to take me away from her hazakah. So the Kara, we have a stira between the Yehoshua and the Masechet Eduyot that says, Ha'amid Isha al Haskata, as opposed to the case over here now, where we're saying that, I know you say that, but as opposed to the case in the Ketubot, where we say that she's not ne'emidit. So Amar Le, so Rava comes and tells Abaye, Hachi Ashta, could you compare the two cases? Hatam Isha Niset Bodeket V'Niset. Over there in the case of Almenat Isa, a lady, before she gets married, she checks out and investigates who she's getting married. And therefore, I'll tell you, you know why she's Kishra Lekeuna? Because before this Almana got married to the Kohen, she probably checked him out to make sure that he's not a halal.
Where's the problem?
Which means she checked, she's not the problem. The husband's the problem, because if the husband's a halal, she went with a halala. So we're saying that before she got married, she investigated the situation with the get. Mm-hmm. Which she looked at her mother-in-law, she investigated how her mother-in-law got divorced. And she figured out that really the get was Karov law. Therefore, mother-in-law was a widow. And therefore, when she married the father-in-law, it was a legitimate marriage. Therefore, the child is considered a legitimate child. Therefore, she married a legitimate kohen. Yeah. Which is when a lady gets married, she's midayeket. And therefore, the Yeshua says, we're gonna believe her. Which means believe her. We're gonna say Amidah Haskata, and therefore we'll let her marry a kohen. However, Acha, in the case of Amishnah, where she was Zinta, right, this is a case where she stand went with a man. Okay. In this case, Isha Mizana, Bodeket or Mizana? What? Do we say a lady, before she commits Zinut, she makes a Bidika, who she's committing Zinut with? And therefore, you have a Safek. And that's Safek. Rabbi Yehoshua was going to say. Our case is the case of the Mishnah, where a lady was pregnant, let's say. Okay, and they came along and they asked her. Right, she's a Pinuya. She went with a guy. That's Zinut. So they ask her, who's the guy? Kohen. Okay, so the Yehoshua says, in a ne'eminit. But you said ne'eminit in the case of Almanat Isa. I say, in that case over there, you know why I'm going to rely on the hazakah that she's permissible? Because first of all, she has a hazakah that she's permissible. And secondly, before she got married, she probably investigated the case good, and she found that her husband indeed is really a Kohen. Good. Mashiach, in this case over here, it's just a safik. Mm-hmm. We don't know if she went with a good kasher man, or she went with a natina or a mamzer. Now, we're not going to say she's bodeket. A lady who commits zinut is not bodeket. So therefore, all it is a safek. And therefore, according to the Yehoshua, what's his rule? Right? You have a, she's a bari, and the other one is a safek. And we don't say bari v'shem bari adif. Ella, we say what? It's a safek. She wants to go marry a kohen, to bring a naya. Right? And therefore, since she does not midayek it, we have to assume this is a legitimate safek, and therefore she has no name. So the cases are not analogous. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Rabbi Yoshua Kasha, Rabban Gamaliel, La Kasha, which means, you're only asking a question from that Mishnah Eduyot, from Rabbi Yoshua to Rabbi Yoshua. Why? And there's no question from that Mishnah Eduyot from Rabban Gamaliel to Rabban Gamaliel. Why? What did it say over there? Ve'akatani Sefa, at the end of that Mishnah Eduyot, it says, Amar Lehen Rabban Gamaliel, Kibalnu Edutchem. Which means we accepted your testimony, meaning that what? That an Almenat Isa will be permissible to marry a Kohen, which is Rabbi Yeshua gave that testimony. The Bankman says, you know what? We accept your testimony. We're going to allow her. Aval man na'aseh. But what are we going to do? Share Gazar Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai Shelo Leoshi Bet Din Al Kach. That Beit Din will not convene to matir such a lady to the keuna. Shakuanim shum'im lachem lerahek abalo lekarif. Which means, the Kohanim in this case will listen to you lerahek, to abstain from such a marriage, as opposed to bringing closer. Meaning, Rabban Gamaliel is coming along and saying, I hear what you're saying, but that's not the halakha. Which means what? Really, she does not have a ne'manut. What do you mean? That goes against Rabban Gamaliel. Rabban Gamaliel, she does what? When you have a safek, what? You go with the hazakah. Mm-hmm. And then, for example, the case of HaMishnah. We have a safek, who she go with? Did she go to Natin and Mamzer? That's a safek. But her hazakah is what? That she was kishra l'keuna. If she's kishra, so let's call the same thing over here. This almana, she had a hazakah that she's permissible to keuna. And what are you saying in Rabban Gamaliel? That even though she has a hazakah that she's permissible, mis safek, we're going to be osir unto the kuna. So the Kaurah, just like I had a question from the Yoshua to the Yoshua, from Kitubot to Eduyot, the Kaurah have the same question from the Sefan Eduyot, where the Bangam comes along and says that a Almenat Isa cannot marry into the kuna. I she had a hazakah. Doesn't matter. You know she has a hazakah? Not ne'emenet. I how come I'm a Mishnah Kitubot where she had a hazakah and you say she is ne'emenet? The Kaurah, that's a question. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Amarava. So Rava comes along and says, like this, which means we're going to answer now the stira, and therefore all the questions will be answered. The Rabban Gamaliel, the Rabban Gamaliel, la kashya. It's not a question against the Rabban Gamaliel. Why? Hatam bari hacha shem, which means in the case of our Mishnah, she's a bari. She's coming and saying, "Listen, I'm telling you that the guy was a kohen." Right now, the husband or the other claim against her is what? That maybe she was with a natin or a mamzer. So what's the deen? When you have a bari and you have a sheme, what's the bagam leshita? Bari v'sheme, bari adif. And therefore, there's no question that she's going to be a ne'emenet. However, in the case of eduyot, the lady herself is mesupeket, which means we're giving a case of it, not like we wanted to answer above, that the isha's been dayeket and all that over here. She herself, she doesn't know what the husband is. Right? So therefore, if she herself doesn't know what the husband is, she herself is sefek. Mm-hmm. I only gave her a ne'emanut when she was a bari, says Rabban Gamaliel. In this case over here, ask the almana, who is your husband? I don't know what the husband is. I didn't investigate the get of her mother, who's it, his mother, who's it close to, karovlo, karovla. So therefore, in the case where it's a sefek, even the Bagim would be more there, not in a minute. That's the whole answer. Still, we're falling off the original answer. The original answer we're trying to answer to be Yeshua was what? Isha mitayeket. And then she knows. So now we find out, no. If she knows, you'll have a question against the Bagim Liel. Mm-hmm. So answer really, she doesn't know. And that's why the Bagim is going to say, now, Mishnah Kitubot, it was Bari Vesheme, Bari Vesheme, Bari Adif. But she can over there, even she's a Sheme. She, our claim is also a weak. So therefore, she doesn't have an emanut. Oh, to be Yoshua, name lakasha. Oh, but now we have a stira against the Yoshua. Why? Because in one case over here, where you have a case of our Mishnah, where she says, in an emanut. Right? Even though there's a hazakah that she's permissible. In the case of Eduyot, there's a hazakah that she's permissible. And still you say what? Amenat Isa is kasher, which means because she has a hazakah, we say that she is kasher. So make up your mind. So the Gemara answers, Hatam had sefeka, hachat re sefeke. It's the difference between one sefek and two sefekot. What do you mean, one sefek and two sefekot? In the case of our Mishnah of Ketubot, it's only one sefek. What's the one sefek? We don't know, was it a mamzer or a natin? Or was it a kohen? Was it a kasher? It's one sefek. on one safek, we're not going to give her a ne'emanut. We're not going to take off the, no, we're going to take off the hazakah. And we're going to say that, what, you want to go marry Kohen, you have to bring a proof. Point of Yeshua. In a ne'eman, because only one safek. But she'ekin here, in the case of the almenat Isa, the Gemara's calling it tre safeke. Now we shouldn't be confused. Normally when we say tre safeke, usually it implies a safek, a double safek. That's not the mechanics of this tre safeke that she says. This tre safeke means like this. The safek over here begins where? The safek begins with this almanah's mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Husband's mother.
Was she divorced or not divorced?
Now once we solve that question of the mother-in-law, now we can already discuss the status of this almanah. Was she married to a kohen? Was she married to a halal? Yeah. So the safek doesn't directly hit her first. That's what the Shita Mekubetz explains. The safek starts on the mother-in-law, and then it trickles down to her. When you have like a tres sefekeh, there Rabbi Yehoshua will agree, go with a hazakah, and therefore ne'emenet. Mashiachin, in the case of the lady that was me'obedet, let's say, so the safek is on her. Who did you go with? You went with a kohen, and you went with a natin. It's not a tres sefekeh, it's on the mamash. In that case, it's a safek. Safek and a ne'emenet, and therefore she has to bring a da'ayah. So that's the difference between the two cases where Rabbi Yehoshua will say, my eduyot. Yeah, ne'emenet, because it's tres sefekeh, but she'enken in the case of ketubot. If you want to read that in Nashi, let's read that in Nashi. Had sefekah, dibur matril. Let's read this from had sefekah. Matnitin, al mishta ketubot, had sefekai. Sefek nevera lechasher, sefek nevera lepasul. Shere lo baze lefanenu. Right, he's not in front of us. We don't know who she was. Ve'idu ba, and even if he did come in front of us, shem ma'inu makirim bo shu pasul. Right, even if the guy would come in front of us, maybe the guy's pasul. So therefore, it's just one safek. Are you kasher? Are you pasul? Haka gabe amenat isa tre safeke. Why? Imo shel safek halal ze ba nolad safek. The safek was created in the mother of the safek halal. Vi atzma lo ne'esra ele misafek. Vizu sheba'a ma'mad bena, which means the almana that's coming as a result of marrying the son, kari le safek sefeka. That's not safek sefeka in the regular terminology, means it's tre sefek.
Why should that make a difference?
So they're saying that when the safek does not start in the lady herself, it starts somewhere else. That's a weaker safek. And therefore the hazakah plays a stronger role in that case. Mashiach, when the safek is in the nidon itself, then already, even though you have a hazakah, the safek is a strong safek. It all depends where the safek starts. That's the way the Shita explains Shita of Rashi. She quotes another interpretation, which we'd read inside, exactly what is this tres safekeh by the almenat Isa. We read it inside. It's the first one down in Nashi. Umedevle Rabbi Yosef Tov Elim Matzati Almenat Isa Isha Shaya Bala Safek Safeka. Which means the husband himself has a Safek Safeka in him. What's a Safek Safeka? Kegon Shinit Garisha Imom Bala Rishon. Which means the mother of this Kohen got a divorce from the husband, from the first husband. Safek Karovlo, Safek Karovla. Good. So the get is in between. We don't know if it's Karovlo or Karovla. So this is already Safek Megureshit. Umet betok shlosha chodashim, he died within 3 months after that get. V'neset lekohen tok shlosha chodashim, and she got married to a kohen within 3 months. She did not wait the 3 months of havchana. V'yalda etze. Oh, and she had this kohen, or this child. Safek shu bentish al rishon. If you say it's bentish al rishon, so then v'kasher, then already he's kasher. V'afilu aita migureshit. Even though let's say the get was a get, so what? Sharek kodim la get nitabera. Which is, she already got pregnant before the get was given, and therefore this child already is kasher. Or even if, let's say, it was after the get, v'hu Yisrael, which is still doesn't matter, it's still considered from the first husband, and therefore he is a Yisrael. So that's one safek. One safek is the child is a full-fledged Yisrael that came from the first husband, right? What's the second side of the safek? The safek ben shiv'ah la'acharon. Well, maybe it's Ben Shevat Aharon Ubeno Shel Kohenu. Now that is Safek Halal. Now he's considered a Safek Halal. Why? Because it could be his mother was divorced. So comes the if his mother was divorced, that makes him a halal.
Right.
So then he says you have a Safek if his mother was divorced, so he's considered a Safek Halal. So, but now we have a Safek Sifika Tamatirin. What's the Safek Sifika? Rashi. Had a Safek Sifika. Sheme Eno Beno Shil Kohen. She's maybe he's not even a Kohen at all. Maybe he's a Safek is Ben Tishat, the first son. And if you want to say he's the son of the Kohen, Sheme Loaita Imo Girusha El Almana. Maybe there was no divorce in the first marriage. Maybe she was Almana. And therefore, Lachi Kadri Isa. Therefore, it's called Isa. Why? She is Ba'erubes Sifekot Arbek Isa Zushi Bilusa, which is just like the Isa is mixed up in all ingredients. So, too, this kid over here is Me'urav, all type of Sifekot. Sifek, is it Kohen or Sifek Yisrael? If you think the mother of Sifek is a Kohen, maybe the mother was not a Girusha. So, that's how we know it's Sifek, like a regular case of Sifek. So that now you can understand what Yeshua says. There's an emanut because there's a safek sifka. The Gemara concludes this point as hilkach. Okay, Gemara summarizes now the de'ot of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua based on this last answer of Rava. Hilkach. The Rabban Gamliel alim le bari. Rabban Gamliel always goes with the bari, with the one that has the definite claim, the sure claim. The afidu behad sifka namim machshir. But even in one sifika, in the case of the Mishnah, she's be'uberet. You just have a safek. One safek. Is it a natin or mamzer, or is it a kohen? She's saying, I went with a kohen. Finished. Your bari, even in one safek, Rabban Gamliel says, ne'emenet. Vekile sheme de'afilu besfek sifika name pasil. However, in the case of Almenat Isa, we have a safek sifika, he's mahmir. If you remember in the Mishnah Eduyot, the Rabban Gamliel said that even though what you're saying is correct to be Yeshua, but the Ma'aseh, the Kohanim don't accept this halakha, and therefore, while Rabban Gamliel accepted one safek to give her an emanut, which means we say bari even in one safek, but ironically, in a sefik sefika, he is going to be mahmir. Because he himself was mahmir in the case of Almanat Isa, in the case of Masich Neduyot. So that's what the Kabbalah's language is. Vikil le, which means it's literally, it's light in his eyes. Shimme, the case of a shim, which is a sefik, like shimme, but even shimme. Shimme, da'afilu besfik sefika name pasil. Which is this lady over here? She's a shemit. Amenat Isa. She doesn't know what her husband is.
She's uncertain.
It's a shemit, and he's what? He's going to treat the shemit, even though you have a sefik sefika. It's weak, and therefore not neeman, not neeman it. Mm-hmm. Now we go the other way. Rabbi Yehoshua alim lehad sefika. He says no. One sefika is very strong. Even if a person is a bari like this lady, that's me'obedet. She's bari. She's saying, listen, I'm telling you, it's a kohen. Mm-hmm. We don't care. Even though you're bari, it's a safek. One safek is going to override even the bari. However, vekile safek sefeka. But what? But he considers the safek sefeka enough that what? Da'afilu b'sheme name makshir. Which is this case over the Almenat Esa. She doesn't know what her husband is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we're going to take the safek sefeka to come along and override a shimmy, which means we're not going to let one safek override a bari, but we'll let a safek sefeka even override a shimmy. That's the irony in the halakha to come out. Whereas according to the Rabban Gamliel, that a bari is going to be even stronger than a safek. Masha'en ken. A safek sefeka is not going to override a shemir. So that's what comes out according to the way that Rabba interpreted the Gemara. Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan ezuhi almanat Isa. Now let's just review the terminology. We learned almanat Isa is a fellow that is a kohen, and he's questionable if he's legitimate or not. He's married to a lady. He dies. she becomes Almanat Isa. They call this Safekwen Isa, because like an Isa is mixed with different ingredients, so too he's mixed with different Sefekot. The basic Sefek that we had on him is that he's a Safek Halal, meaning his mother was Safek Megureshet. What was the case of Safek Megureshet? The father threw a get, and we don't know if the get was closer to her, therefore she's divorced, or closer to him, and therefore she would just be a widower, and therefore he would be Kashir the Kehuna. So that was the case that we said above, and the deen in Mishnah in Masechet Eduyot was that Almanat Isa is Kashira the Kehuna, meaning based on that Safek, we say that she is permissible to marry into the Kehuna. So that was the Shita of the Yoshua and the Yehuda bin Betera. So now the Braita is going to analyze. Tanu Rabbanan, Izui Almanat Isa called She'enba lo mishum mamzerut velo mishum netinut velo mishum avde melachim, which means that which we say that the Almanat Isa is kashera, that so long as her husband is not in a safek of mamzer, not in a safek of natin, and not in a safek of evid, which means the only option left would be safek halal. Means the only time we're going to be mekel, it seems, is if he has a safek halal on him. But if he has any other type of safek, natin, mamzer, or the eved, so then already that safek is not going to render a leniency on our to marry kuna. Now the Gemara is obviously going to have to ask, what's the difference? They're all deoraita concerns. The safek mamzer, the safek natin, the safek halal, it's all deoraita issues. Why on halal you be lenient on the others not? We also have to analyze when it says velo mishum avde melachim, what is that terminology avde melachim? So that she points out that there was a time in history where avadim were wealthy, and therefore it was common for even servants or slaves, evet kanani, to marry Jews. For example, the time of Shlomo HaMelech, he had avadim, and his avadim were considered rich, so therefore it was prestigious, so to speak. Hordos, for example, became a king. Hordos himself was an Eved to the Malchut Bet Hashmonai, and eventually rose to great power. So therefore the Gemara uses Lashon Avde Melachim, the servants of Melachim, that was common for them to marry Jewish women. In any event, the Braita continues. Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Shamati, I heard, Kol She'en Ba Ehad Mikol Elu, which means, if the man does not have any of the above mentioned, meaning mamzerut, netinut, avdut, masi'in lekehuna, so then the almanah can marry to the kehuna. The Gemara will ask the obvious question, hainu tanakama. Rabbi Meir, what are you adding more than tanakama said? We continue the braita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Omer mishum Rabbi Meir. So he has a different view of Rabbi Meir. וכן היה רבי שמעון בן מנסיה עומד כדברה ונבי שמעון מנסיה also concurred איזוי אלמנת עיסה. What's considered אלמנת עיסה? That we say that his wife is permissible to the כהונה כל שנתמע בספק חלל. Oh, as long as the ספק is ספק חללות, then already it's permissible to the כהונה, like we learned. However, the Braita concludes and says, "Makirin Yisrael Mamzirim Shebenehem." The Jewish people recognize who's a Mamzir. There's a call. Everybody knows who the Mamzirim are. Ve'en Makirim Halalim Shebenehem, but they don't recognize the Halalim that are amongst them. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that last statement means. Now, the Gemara, after recording the Braita, the Gemara is going to ask three questions. Question number one: Amar Mor, Ezui Almanat Isa, Kol She'en Ba Lo Mishum Mamzerut, Velo Mishum Netinut, Velo Mishum Avde Melachim. Right, that was the opening statement of the Braita. So the Gemara makes a diyuk: Ha Halal Kasher. Right, but Halal, if it's Safek Halal, it's okay. So the Gemara asks: May Shena Hanach Deoraita Halal Name Deoraita. What's the difference? Which means if the husband of this lady is a Safik Mamzer, You say, oh, Safek Mamzer, she's going to be Pesulat Lekeuna. Safek Natin, Pesulat Lekeuna. Safek Eved, Pesulat Lekeuna. Because those are Deuraita concerns. Well, Safek Chala is also a Deuraita concern. So why are you discriminating between this Deuraita and that Deuraita? That's question number one on the first Shita of the Braita. Vitu. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Meir, but that was the second Shita in the Braita, Rabbi Meir. He said, "Shamati kol she'en ba echad mikol elu masiim lekeuna." That so long as this fellow does not have any of the psulim that we just mentioned, meaning mamzer, natin, aivet, masiim lekeuna. So the Gemara says, "Haynu tanakama." That's the exact shita of tanakama. Tanakama listed those psulim except for halal. So then, what's the difference between Abimeir and tanakama? Third question. Vitu, and furthermore, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omir mishum Rabbi Meir, v'chein aya Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omir kedbarav, ezui almanat Isa, kol shenitma' ba safek halal. So he said that the case of nitma' that we say that almanat Isa is okay, is talking about where the guy was a safek halal. And then the Braita concludes with the following statement. Makirim Yisrael Mamzirim Shebeneim. The Jewish people recognize who's a mamzer. Ve'en makirim halalim shebeneim. Right? But they do not recognize who are the halalim. Now, it's master from that statement that since they don't know who the halalim are, you have to be concerned that maybe he's a halal, therefore she's going to be asura. Because if the almana went with a halal, she becomes a halal, she cannot marry a keuna. Go ahead. Which means it's master from the language of the Gemara. Listen, when it comes to mamzerim, we basically know who's a mamzer and who's not a mamzer. Because there's a call. Mashenka, when it comes to halalim, we don't know. There's not such a thing. They sneak in. And then what's master, that's a reason to be mahmir more by halalim, that maybe the guy really is a halal. If you don't know, it could be a halal because we don't really hear about it. So that's a soter the resha. Because she just told me what's the case of the lady that's kasher? Only if she's married to a safek halal. Then you tell me, you know something? Halalim, we really don't know who they are because they're not so well known. That's the master, which should be mahmir. So the Gemara's question is, v'ha'amart resha halal kasher. Right? You told me that the case of almanat isa was talking about a halal. And then you come and tell me that we don't know who they are. That's the master, you have to be mahmir. So those are the basic three questions that we have on the bride. So now the Gemara's going to reconcile all these questions and revamp the understanding of the Braita. Amar Bi'anan, to answer all these questions, he explains the Braita in the following light. Mamzer soveyach vehalal shotek ika benayu. We have a situation over here of a fellow that they call him a mamzer soveyach. Meaning, there's a certain type of person, if you call him a mamzer, he's going to scream. I'm not a mamzer. What are you calling me a mamzer for? And that same guy is a halal shotek. If you call him a halal, he keeps quiet. So the question is, this guy, how do you analyze him? His silence when you're calling him a halal, does that mean shitika kehoda'a? Does that mean he's acquiescing and saying, yeah, that's what I am? Or is it that he's saying, he's paying no attention to it, that they're calling him? So we're discussing a type of person again, that when you call him a mamzer, he's soveyach. When you call him a halal, he's shotek. And now the Gemara analyzes. Tanakama sabar. Tanakama, the first opinion of the Braita, says like this. Kol pesul dekaru leveshatik pasul. Oh, so Tanakama shita is like this. Any guy that you call him a name and he keeps quiet, he's pasul. You call him an Eved, he keeps quiet, that's Shetika Koda, he means he's Eved. And therefore the wife, his wife becomes Pasul and Kuna, because if she slept with an Eved, she becomes Pasul after Kuna. Guys, you call him a Mamzer, he keeps quiet, he's a Mamzer. Therefore, the wife is going to be Pasul and Kuna. Call him a Natin, and for that matter, even if you call him a Halal, and he keeps quiet, so therefore you assume he's a Halal, and the lady is a Halala. And therefore, Tarakama's rule is like this. Kol Psul. Dekaru le v'shatik, that you call him the name and he's shotek, pasul. V'achi kamar, let's fit in the words. Hachi kamar tanakama, ezui almanat isa. What's the case of almanat isa that we said she is kishera? Kol she'en ba lo shetuk mamzerut. that he didn't keep quiet when you called him a mem, called him a mamzer. Velo shetuk, he didn't keep quiet when you called him a natin. Velo shetuk avde melachim, and he didn't keep quiet when you called him an ibid. Velo shetuk halal. They had that in there. And also, it's a case where he wasn't silent. Which means, if that's it, they called him a halal. And he said, no, what are you talking about? But so in that case, the guy's kashir. The only time we're concerned that the guy's going to be pasul is when they called him the title, the name, and he kept quiet. But stomach case. Let's say we have a stomach case. We have a guy's a safek halal. They didn't call him any names. They didn't test him. Safek halal, kashir. Meaning the wife will be kasher to marry into the kiuna. The only time it's going to be pasul is when you have an admission. How do you have an admission? By calling the name and he kept quiet. So that is the opinion of Tanakama. Now even though he didn't mention halalut in his shita, but it fits the same mamot. But I don't know if you're learning that the Tanakama is shitika koda. So what's the difference what you call him? If he accepts the name, that means that's what he is. Good, so Tanakama does not make a hiluk. The only one that's going to be kasher, I mean the almanat Isa, will be kasher the kiwuna, only in the case where she's just a safek halal, which is no names were mentioned. So that means a safek halal on him. They didn't call him that he admitted it. And therefore, that case, the wife will be permissible to the kiwuna. But otherwise, if they call the name and he keeps quiet, there's a deen of, like we said, shetika. Oh, so now Rabbi Meir comes along and reacts to the Tanakhama. Question was, Tanakhama saying the same thing as Rabbi Meir, and Tanakhama said the same shita. So the Kamar, Rabbi Meir, like this. Hanach hu dekapasil bekahal, aval shituk halal kasher. Oh, he argues on Tanakhama. He says, no. Only when the guy keeps quiet when you call him a mamzer and atin and ayavid, then I agree to you that his shitika is a hoda. But when he keeps quiet when you call him a halal, that's no indication. Why? They had the shatik mishum de lo ichpatle. Says when it comes to the halal, it's because he doesn't care in this name that they're calling him, because bottom line, a halal is really still permissible into the kahal. It's not like you're calling him a mamzer where you're banning him. You're calling him a natin, he's banned. You call him an ayyub, he's banned, so he's going to scream. But if you call him a halal, so he's not going to react. So therefore, we have a dafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Meir. Tanakama holds what? Shtika of the halal is considered a hoda'ah. Where Rabbi Meir is saying, no, shtika of a halal is indifference, meaning he's not paying attention to it, because he knows he can come into the kahal anyway. There was no ra'aya that he's a halal. Look about it. The kamal de Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Oh, now Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the third shita comes in and says like this. Letana kamal de Rabbi Meir, which means according to the version of Rabbi Meir, he says like this. You got Rabbi Meir all wrong. Which means, if you heard that you're testifying that what? That shtika is not like hoda'a when it comes to a halal, if that's what you heard, lo dekaru le halal v'shatik. It's not on the case where they called him a halal and he doesn't say anything. Adraba. According to Bimi'ir, if you call him a halal and he keeps quiet, it's pasul. Because shtika koda'a. But you obviously heard that Bimi'ir said that there's a case where shtika is not like hoda'a. What's that? Ela dekaru le mamzer v'shatik. You know what the case is? When you call the guy a mamzer and he keeps quiet. Now, why would he keep quiet if they call him a mamzer? Why is that not considered as an admission? Ve'haid de shatik. Savar mamzer kala itle. He comes along and says, let them call me whatever they want. There's no rumors on me, which means he pays no attention to it, because a mamzer, people know what a mamzer ima. And therefore, that which the Rabbi Meir said, that a shtika is not like oda, is not by halal. That's what Mishamon is coming along to say. You got to be Meir all wrong. The shtika is not like oda by a case of a mamzer. And therefore, he pays no attention to it. They know that I'm not a mamzer. And that's what the end of the statement was, mamzerim hakol makirim. So since everybody's makir the mamzer, therefore call me mamzer, he doesn't care. But ve'ena kol makirim halal. And therefore, by keeping quiet, that's an indication that he's agreeing that he is a halal. Aval mamzer ve'soveyah. Halal ve'shotek pasul. However, if you have a guy
that when you call him a mamzer, he screams. No, I'm not a mamzer. Halal v'shotek, when you call him a halal, he keeps quiet, pasul. Which means even in that case, the bimin is going to be more dead, is pasul. Why? They had the ishtik, the reason why he kept quiet when you called him a halal. And normally we say what? When he keeps quiet when they called him a halal. So in this case over here, we're going to explain it. Savar mistayed de lo mekele mekahal. Which means he's literally, he's happy or he's encouraged, at least that they're not going to throw him out of the kahal. What does this mean? So I read. The way the Mefashim explained it is like this. Mipanesh savuru, the guy holds like this. Dai lo baze she'en motzi'im oto min hakahal. Listen. Hey, you want to call me halal? I call me halal. At least they're not going to throw me out of the kahal. Kilomar. She'akshav shemechanin oto halal. Meaning the perush. That's they're calling him a halal. Hare'en omlim alav shu pasul abo bakal b'Yisrael. They're not saying he's pasul abo. All the time is he cannot marry Kohen into the Kehunah. He's pasul for the Kohen. He's a pasul Kohen. Good. V'day lo b'zis. I'm happy. That's all they think I am. I'll accept it. She'im yimechaya l'kinui halal. Because he's, what is he worried? If he starts screaming, I'm not a halal, he's worried they can investigate him. And they're going to find out what he really is. That he's could be a mamzer. He says, you know what? It's to my advantage that I'm going to keep quiet. So if you have a mamzer soveyah and a halal shotek, in that case over there, we're going to explain that the silence that he has by the halalut is just really because he wants to protect himself so they don't make him worse. Oh, so now we explain the leshita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the name of Rabbi Meir, said like this: is the leshita of the Braita. Ezu al menat Isa. I mean, what's the kishamet that we says kishin al keuna? So we said kol shenitma basafek halal, which means you have a case of safek halal without shetika. Which means that you have a case where you have a guy that's safek halal, so it's mutar, the amalah is mutar the kuna. However, in the case of shtika, which means in a case where you tell him you're a halal, and he keeps quiet, and when you would call him a mamzer, he would be soveya. So you see, when the guy knows how to scream. When you call him a mamzer, he screams. So he's saying, you're calling him a halal, he keeps quiet. So that's already an indication that he really is pasul. Mm-hmm. And then he comes along and says, but if a guy is down when they call him a mamzer, and he keeps quiet at a mamzerut, that case is kasher. Why? Because everybody knows who mamzerim are. And since everybody knows who mamzerim are, the people are going to investigate anyway. They're going to know that he's not a mamzer. So therefore he thinks he's able to keep quiet and he will not have a problem. So let's review now a sikum of all the three shitot. Because the Gemara goes back and forth, then we get the three shitot. You have Tanakama, you have Rabbi Meir, and then you have Rabbi Shimon in their interpretation of Rabbi Meir. So let's go start. Tanakama says any shetika on a kinui is considered a psul. Easy shita. Ben be mamzerut, ben be netinut, ben be avdut, ben be halalut, shetika ke hoda'a, and therefore, in all these cases, she's going to be pasulat to the almana of such a man is going to be pasul to the keuna, and the only case that's going to be kashir is there was no, it was just stab a safek. The guy didn't admit it. He went and call him a name. He didn't say, he didn't be quiet. He wasn't modeh. Good. That's according to the first shita. That's according to Tarakama. Forgive me. According to the Bimeir. That's the first shita of Rabbi Meir. He holds that only by mamzerut, netinut, and avdut, but not by halalut. Which means when the guy keeps quiet when they call him a halal, that's nothing. Why is it nothing? Because the guy's going to say, "Wait a minute, I'm permissible to come into the kahal. It's not. They don't think it's the worst thing. So therefore, he's not going to. That doesn't react. According to Rabbi Meir of the last shita, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying. If he keeps quiet at mamzerut, he's kasher. But if he keeps quiet at halal, he's pasul. Why? Because he keeps quiet at... if he keeps quiet at mamzer, that's like he's saying, he's modeh. But if he screams at mamzer, but he keeps quiet at halalut, he's pasul. You know why if he keeps quiet at halalut? Because the guy's really a mamzer, maybe. The guy's worse. So he's keeping quiet because he's saying, listen, you know, I'll take halalut. At least I can marry somebody. But if I'm going to start saying I'm not a halal, they're going to go investigate me and find out I'm a mamzer or something worse. So then we have the three shitot of the Braita. Okay, I'm just going to review the shitot one more time. You have Tanakama, all shitikas are considered an incrimination. Shitika koda'ah, no matter what they call the guy. Rabbi Meir in Shita, the first Shita agrees that Tanakh Kaba, but he's arguing with you on halal, that a shitika by halal is not considered a koda'ah. And if I could just say the language of that shita was shituke halal kasher be'ayd shatik mishum delo echpatle. That was the language of the Gemara. Not that he's agreeing, he doesn't care about this name over here, because technically he's really able to marry who he wants. Good. And then you get the last shita. That would be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and he also quoted that Rabbi Meir. He had Rabbi Meir wrong, and he's going to hold that what? That shituk mamzer, by keeping quiet at mamzerut, it's kasher. Why? Because the guy's going to say, everybody knows who the mamzerim are. Let them call me a mamzer. There's a list. Everybody knows the mamzerim. I'm not on the list. There's no call on me. So keeping quiet at mamzerut, there's no indication of anything, not of hoda'ah. But shituk halal is an indication. Why? Because the guy maybe is trying to protect himself. So those are the three she thought. Now we understand a clarity of the Braita. That's what the Braita meant at the end when it said that halal is not yadua, but mamzerut is. So since mamzerut is yadua, his silence is, can be interpreted. They know the mamzerim. I don't have to be right. But halima not so yadua. So therefore, when he's keeping quiet, so therefore he's trying to cover himself up. That what? That he's not something worse. So therefore, the shikav halal akotel shita is going to be pasul. Those are the three shitot. Now the Gemara says one more point. Gemara continues. Tani hada. We have a statement. The Braita. Rabbi Yosef Omer shituk memzer kasher. Shituk halal pasul. Oh, so that's really like the third shita of the Braita. Right, she took mamzer, keeping quiet when they say, when they call him mamzer. So he's really we're saying he is kasher, but she took halal is going to be pasul. We have another bright that says she took halal kasher. The opposite. That when they call him a halal, he keeps quiet kasher. She took mamzer pasul. That would be like the first sheet of Rabbi Meir. So therefore, we see the two versions of Rabbi Meir are actually two opinions of a braita. So it's a question, right? So Gemara says, like kasha. Ha, Tana Kamali by Rabbi Meir. Ha, Rabbi Shimon Elazar by Rabbi Meir. Those are the two shitot of Rabbi Meir. Now we see clearly they are actually shitot of a braita. Comes the next Mishnah and says, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Ma'aseh betinoket sheyada lemalot mayim min ha'ayin. You had a case of a tenoket, a child, went down to the ayin, we call it the mayan, the spring to draw some water. She's a girl. V'ne'insa. Okay, she was raped. Amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Nudi. Now we want to know, well, is she going to be kishira to marry kihuna or not? What does that depend on? Who raped her? We don't know who raped her. So now we have to rely on statistics. How many people are living in the town? How many people are involved? Now, if it's a pasul, what does a pasul mean? A goy, eved, datin, mamzer. Finish. What does it be? She's submitted to kehuna. If it's a Yisrael, kohen, levi, yisrael, kasher, even though she's ne'insa, should be permissible to the kehuna. So that's the question. What? Who was the guy? So the Yohanan ben Uri testified and said, im rov anshei ha'ir masi'in lekuna. If the majority of the people of the city, masi'in likuna, meaning that their daughters, their kasher, and their daughters or their widows would be kasher to the kehuna, that means they're not posel their wives, meaning they're not halalim, therefore the widows of these men will be permissible, or the daughters of these men will be permissible. That means what? The majority of the men in the town are kishirim, that their children or their widows would be permissible to keuna. Harezu tenasil keuna. So you can assume it came from the rov, and since the rov is kishirim, so therefore it is mutar. Let's read Rashi. Im rov ha'ir. Three lines on the bottom. Kishirim nenasib binotehem. But if the majority of the men in the town can marry their daughters to the kehuna, which means what about them? That means they're obviously kosher. I mean, if a guy can have his daughter married to the kehuna, that means he had to be kasher. Ve'al munotoim the kehuna. Or let's say their widows can marry to the kehuna, that means he was not a halal. It was a natin, he wasn't an eved. She'en rov b'na'im in a pesudim. Isha לכהונה. זה רק לפוסל אישה לכהונה בביאתן, אף זו תנסה לכהונה. So that's the that's the rule. Now, I saw an interesting Rabbi Kiva Ego over here. It's mashma over here that then it's clearly it says that you have to have a rov. As long as you have rov, then already you can go after the rov, that the rov were kishirim, and therefore there was a kashir that was raping her, and therefore she's permissible to the kehuna. So Rabbi Kiva Ego says like over here. Let's say the rov, well, let's speak it out. But if it's 50-50, 50-50, 50% pesulim, 50% kishirim. No, we have to be mahmir. Good. So Rabbi Kiva Ego says, let's say it's rov by one. By one. Okay, it's a 50-49. Right? Rov by one. So now he says you have a problem. Because this guy in the town, this Kohen, is going to want to marry. Right? So now what happens? He knows it wasn't him. So therefore he's out. Because he knows it wasn't him. So therefore you're back to 49-49. Again, it's mihsa mihsa. So he says, in that case, we have a rov by one. She only would be allowed to marry a Kohen from another city. From somewhere else, outside the city. But you rely on the rov where she is, and she can marry a Kohen outside the city. But in the city itself, because that guy's, he excludes himself.
Which guy?
Which is the guy that's going to marry her now. You say she's permissible to the kihuna, correct?
Okay.
So that's good. So this Kohen comes out to marry her. He knows he didn't rape her.
He's out.
So if he's out, you can't count him in the rov. So therefore, it's 49 against 49 again. It's a mechsa mechsa. So therefore, the Kivega says when it's by one, she can marry the kuna, but it's got to be from a out of the city, so you can maintain the rov. Amen. Amen.